All right, that's enough of that nonsense. We don't have time for that today. We have a business to run.
We ain't got a business to run around here. We don't have time for playing like that.
I gotta build me a house over in Plainville.
Don't you know? Nobody listens to that radio station anyway.
I'm gonna build me a house.
I'm gonna build me a house on a swimming pool.
11 years, man.
Can you believe 11 it?
11 years today.
11 years today.
Feel free to give us your input.
It always brings back the memories of what this place was like when we walked in the door. Wow.
It was like dark shadows.
It's kind of like what Sarah's dealing with right now, right? When she's the stuff she's having to do right now, that's the kind of stuff we had to deal with back then.
Yeah, it was a little bit, it wasn't for the faint of heart.
No.
That's for damn sure. Nice day out there. It's 65 degrees, nice winds.
Yeah.
Not hot. It was 101 here yesterday.
Ooh, it was
101 degrees.
It was a hot day yesterday. Hot.
Well, I'm a little tired today. I don't know what the deal is.
I know why I'm tired. I haven't been sleeping good all week. Ready for that to change.
There's a lot of distractions going on and BS.
Well, there is a lot going on. We've been trying to help Sarah with some things that are going on in her life.
Drama queen.
She's doing such a good job of handling everything, and I'm so proud of her that she has been able to step up and handle everything that's come at
her. When I met her as a teenager, I was hard on her, and now she's doing good.
Well, when we knew her as a teenager, we didn't know. You know, you just never know if your kids are going to grow up and be able to handle life like that. And she has taken the bull by the horns, and she's done such a good job. And she has a great support system there in Lubbock with Aaron and, you know, so many good things coming for them in the future.
Yvonne B. said, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yvonne B. Just looking at the old radar. A lot of rain across the Corn Belt today.
Yeah.
Here's the joke of the day. Let's go.
Joke of the day.
I got kicked out of the coffee shop today because I was wearing a T-shirt.
Oh, a T-shirt. That would be me. I usually bring tea with me to the coffee shop, and then I'll buy a drink there too, but you know.
Well, of course, you know, you got to support local business.
Of course, we always do that.
Massive hail the size of baseballs at 6 o'clock this morning in Clarinda, Iowa.
Really?
Look at that.
Oh my gosh, where, Clarinda?
Clarinda, Iowa, south of Des Moines.
Oh, Clarinda, okay, I get it.
Baseball size hail.
Woo!
According to Channel 5 News, WOI-TV.
That's some big hail.
Yeah, it looks heavy, too. That could do some damage.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's scary stuff.
Happy birthday to Joe Montana today.
Oh, Joe Montana. Happy birthday, Joe.
He was born June 11th of 1956.
Oh, 1956.
He's 70.
Is he really? He actually looks older.
He looks like 90 to me.
He does to me, too. For some reason, my microphone keeps moving up, and I don't know. I always have a problem with this microphone
I used to put ankle weights on mine.
We need to put a weight on this, because just while I'm sitting here talking, it slowly creeps up, and it gets up to my nose, and I don't like that.
Okay, high maintenance.
High maintenance over here. That's me. I've been high maintenance my whole life.
Don't spend all the damn money on Christmas stuff.
Don't spend all that money on her.
She ain't worth $20.
Well, that's what some people think.
June 11th, 1956, Joe Montana was born. So
1956.
That's pretty cool.
1956.
Yep.
Wow.
70 years old.
You know, I just loved the story on the news yesterday about Social Security will become insolvent in the next 6 years, when 2032. 6 years from now. And guess what year you were born that's your year to start collecting. Guess who that is? That's the 1965 group.
You.
So when they said there won't be any Social Security available when it's time for you to retire, well, that's the age that we finally reached it. That's the group that's getting that.
I don't believe what they're saying. So they've been saying that for 40 years.
Yeah, and we finally got there. We finally made it.
I get my crumbs every month.
Your crumbs.
The fourth week of the month. They stall as long as they can.
Well, and that'll go down by at least 20% by then.
I won't care by that time.
Oh, you won't?
I'll be cashing in, man.
Oh, you think?
Hell
yeah.
You
think you're going to cash in?
Ah. Uh-huh. I got a couple cars in the garage and a couple motorcycles, you know.
Yeah, a couple. You know, I got to have my toys. A
couple RVs.
I got to repaint my vehicle, yeah. And I got to have my toys.
Former Oklahoma State football coach Bob Simons passed away at 77 years old this week.
Oh, Bob Simons.
He won the Big 12 Coach of the Year in 1997, the first black head football coach for the Cowboys.
Well, good for him. Wow.
I remember him back in 1997.
That's something to brag about.
He was a good coach.
1997?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember old Bob.
Old Bobby.
From Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo Sports.
So I got my own joke of the damn day today.
Oh, you do? Well.
We've got one happy anniversary text so far.
I got my own joke of the damn day today. What is that?
Let's make it two. Do we hear two?
Damn day?
Five, 10, 15, 20.
What are you talking about?
I've had 7 cups of coffee.
Well, that explains a lot.
My wife asked me to get one of those drinks with her name on it. So I bought her a can of Monster. That's how that fight started.
Oh! Monster!
Thought that was a pretty good
one.
The
Monster drink.
So this dude impresses me every day.
Oh, he does.
Peyton Manning, of course, still lives in Denver after he retired from the Broncos.
They embraced him and loved him as one of their own.
Guess what they're going to do now?
I don't know.
We've stayed in Littleton, Colorado, just west of Denver.
We have.
The Littleton Council approved a $5.5 million incentive for Peyton Manning to have a venue built there, event space, turf field, and more unused area of Littleton, and adding a Peyton Manning restaurant, too.
Really? A Peyton Manning restaurant?
Yes,
wow.
$28 million project.
Nice.
And they're going to throw in $5.5 million.
Oh, they're just going to toss in a
the
little bit of change. Just a little bit of change on the side.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
You can go there and kids can run around on the field and go over and have something to eat.
That sounds like fun.
He keeps doing stuff. That's pretty cool.
Yes. Well, you know, they embraced him and they treated him as one of their own, unlike Russell Wilson. And the other guys that came after Peyton Manning, and he's just made that his home, and he's all in on that.
Bad news for Denver Nugget fans on the old basketball team.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Chris Marlowe, the play-by-play dude for 22 years, they did not renew his contract with Altitude Sports, which is like a big radio company, is screwing everybody over.
Oh, okay.
Yep. 22 years he was behind the mic for the Nuggets.
And they're not renewing.
Due to budget cuts and high postage stamps.
Yeah. I guess it's probably the cost of fuel or something. Maybe it's the tariffs.
It's the tariffs, I bet.
It has to be the tariffs.
No dang tariffs.
Couldn't be anything but that.
Tonight is opening night for the Texas Outdoor Musical over there in Paladura Canyon.
Was it 60 or 70
60 years.
60 years. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. It's going to be pretty nice there today. Maybe a thunderstorm or two.
Well, maybe a thunderstorm or two. You never know.
From DFW Sports, Pat Doney.
Doney?
We talked about him before.
We did.
He does a little cowboy trivia.
What the hell? I'm choking. Cowboy trivia, our favorite.
Who was the greatest receiver ever for the Cowboys? There's a multiple choice here.
Oh, thank God there's multiple choice.
You won't even know half of these
people.
Because
I wouldn't even know who they are if you didn't give me multiple
Number
choice.
Number 80, Tony Hill.
Tony Hill.
Number
sure.
80, Alvin Harper.
Oh, Alvin Harper.
Number 83, Terrence Williams.
I know him.
Drew Pearson.
Oh, Drew
Michael
Pearson.
Michael Irvin.
Mm-hmm.
Dez Bryant. Out of all those, who is the greatest, do you think?
I'm going to say it's probably...
There's no wrong answer, so...
I'm going to say it's Des Bryant. I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
It's just a little questionnaire here.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick Tony Hill and Drew Pearson.
Oh, really?
Back in the 70s.
Yeah, back when things were, you know, classy over there.
Mm-hmm. Drew Pearson was really good. Tony Hill was good.
I've actually heard of a lot of those people.
Well, that's good.
That's unusual, but, you know.
You don't remember nothing about football.
I only watched professional football until I met you. I never, ever watched college football, except, well, no, I shouldn't say that. I did see the Auburn-Alabama game where they kicked the field goal.
You were with me when you saw that. Back.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
with
you were.
No. Nope.
Yeah, you were.
No.
Yeah, you were.
I'm gonna tell you the date. I'm gonna tell you the date.
Look that up.
I'm gonna look it up. Okay.
Look that up.
But you gotta keep talking. We can't have dead air.
I'm busy choking. Hey, let's say hello to Jim Ed Brown today.
Jim Ed Brown.
And Helen Cornelius. He passed away in 2015.
Oh, really?
Jim Ed did. Yep.
Hey.
How many more text messages? What? None?
None.
Wow. I guess there's our hint.
Oh, it was November of 2013.
I told you that. We're sitting on the couch watching the game.
I did know you then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
All right, strike one.
Well, you know.
Are you going to go for strike two?
Oh, please. You are the most annoying person. But
I
and
am?
I have to sit
oh,
here
wow,
and
that,
put up with
I
you
beat
every
somebody else?
Day.
Wow. Man, that's a low blow right there. Let me tell
happy
you.
Happy anniversary. What's happy about it?
So we're so dang old, it's crazy. We've lived in the same area of payphones and the iPhone.
We have lived through payphone. We have lived through the push-button phone and the dial phone, you know, the rotary dial. We've even been around during the party lines, you know, where you could listen in on other people's conversations. We've been through a lot of times of telephones.
Then we go from VHS rental stores to Netflix.
Oh. Yep.
Then we go from hanging out on the street with friends to social media, which is insane now.
Yeah, now we're all kind of locked up in some weird world of we don't even know what we're doing.
Whoever thought you'd have a social media director of that crap?
I know. Isn't that stupid?
That's disgusting.
I know.
So a teenager today, remember that back in the 80s when you could send in your penny and get a bunch of CDs and records and crap from Columbia House
that,
Records?
That was a scam.
I did that a lot.
And you fell for it.
Well, I got a bill for $40 for
they said
it
was just
a penny.
A penny. What happened?
You crooks. Is Columbia House still around?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything from them lately.
I haven't either.
So I'm not sure.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out.
We'll check it out.
Not sure about that one.
We'll do some investigation.
Things that men crave silently.
Oh, no.
I told you this was going to take 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
20 minutes.
Things that
get your
men
pizza.
Crave silently.
Number one. Letting him rest on your chest.
Letting him rest on your chest.
As if the world has stopped for him.
Oh, man.
You want to do 9 of those or just skip it?
It starts out so bad. I don't know. Are there any good ones on there?
Let's do 1 and 2. We already did 1. Number 2.
Number 2.
Hugging him as if he's home, not someone who has to earn a place to live. And sleep.
Oh, that he has to earn a place to live? Really? If you ain't bringing in a paycheck, you ain't staying
get
in this house.
Get your butt back to work.
I
need some
money. You better get out there and earn
money.
I need to get my nails done.
Number 3. This one's worse than number 1.
Oh, number 3. Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll use my sultry voice.
Oh, sultry.
Running your fingers through his hair when he's tired and quiet.
You know, whenever I try to put my hands on your hair, you go, quit touching my hair.
You're messing up my hair.
We're messing up
back
my hair.
Off.
Quit touching
back
my
off.
Hair.
Back
so,
off.
No, that doesn't work. I'll see something in your hair, or I'll just touch your hair because I'm wanting the reaction.
Let's jump to number 7. You ready?
Yes.
This is what you do all the time.
Oh, I do this
yes.
all the time? Oh,
you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
We got another 23 minutes.
Oh,
I'll drag this
gosh,
out longer.
Oh, my gosh. We got a lot of time to kill here.
Number 7. Mm-hmm. Holding his face and looking at him as he's enough.
Oh, jeez.
I told you earlier. Yeah.
Oh, you're more than enough, I tell you that.
You're too much, actually.
You're too much.
Go do something else.
Yeah. Get away from me.
Okay, we're not going to do any more of those.
Oh.
Happy anniversary. 1 year for Billy Ray Cyrus and whatever her name is. Elizabeth Hurley.
Really? A year?
They've been dating for a year.
Oh, my goodness.
They actually met on the set of a movie in 2022, but did not connect until 2025.
Oh, so it was kind of a slow burn, like they like to call it?
He said, I enjoy your company.
And she is all in on that, I guess. I don't know.
He looks like some kind of scoundrel.
Yeah, he looks a little weird. But that's Billy Ray.
He said, I feel at this moment a calm and peace that she's brought to my life.
Calm and peace. Wow. Well, after his... marriage to the young girl that turned out to be a big mess.
She was psycho.
Well, I don't know if it was her or him, but somebody was psycho.
No messages from Hereford Steve today. I'm going to put him on my blacklist.
Oh, my gosh. Blacklist.
Every girl should know this language when it comes to men.
Oh, every girl should know this language.
Number one.
Oh, no.
When he gets angry, hug him tightly.
Oh, please. You mean wrap your arm around his neck? Is that holding him tightly?
I mean, choke him lightly.
It doesn't say choke him. It says
choke
hug
him. Choke
him,
I said. He's turning red.
A bear hug around the neck from the back. How is that?
I had one of those at a local bar in Denver once. I'm like, hey, I don't know who's behind me. I look,
That might be good advice. I don't know.
I had the weirdest stuff happen to me. You know, getting a bear hug from some girl I didn't even know.
Yeah, she came right up to you. She
I'm
was
like, who are you?
Same,
she's like, yeah,
same age as your daughter.
What are you doing back like, here?
You're like, you're the same age as my daughter. And then you ran out the door and never
I don't even think
back.
I paid for my Coors Light. I think I just left. I got so flustered I left.
Sounds about right.
Okay, we're done with that crap.
Oh, are we done?
Realtor.com said regulatory costs, including permits, building codes, inspections, and design standards, has now made a house that you build 26.4% higher than typically it is, just because of all the stupid fees they pay.
Yes. There's a lot more involved in that cost than people realize.
Mm-hmm. It's risen about 40% in the last 5 years, according to the National Association of Home Builders Study.
Oh.
Hot off the press.
Well, we got to have that info. We have the WASD today, so...
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
WASD.
WASD coming out. I was telling you this morning, I didn't even know the WASD existed until I came here. I was like, I don't know what that is.
Well,
I've never
taught
heard
you a lot
it.
Of things. Right?
I still don't read it. But I like to listen to the people that are on here talk about it. So that's
cool. Happy birthday to Brian Wilson today of the Beach Boys.
Oh, how old is Brian?
Well, he would have been 82 today, but he died.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Oh, no, he's 82 when he died last June 11th. So he would have been 83 today.
So it's not his birthday. He didn't die on his birthday.
Guess
he?
What happened to him? He had respiratory arrest in Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's a heart attack,
yep.
Right? Yeah. Or, so, no, that's cardiac arrest.
I guess he had allergies or something. I don't know. Respiratory problems, you know. Ragweed and stuff.
His birthday is June the 20th, so he was just 9 days away.
It says June 11th here.
No, he died on June 11th.
Oh, okay,
it's not
yeah.
his birthday.
All right. Got that straight. Oh, yeah. I just saw that on here.
Oh,
June
yeah.
20th, 1942.
Yes.
He looks pretty good, actually.
Oh. He's a year older than your dad.
So is Steve Miller.
No, I think Steve Miller's the same age, isn't he?
Yes. You're like, hey, that dude up there singing on the Steve Miller Band.
I said,
is,
yeah, because Steve Miller was on, and we're waiting for Journey to come up next. And I'm like, how old do you think he is? Because he looked pretty old down there. and you go, I don't know, he's 78. You know, you always pick some. And I'm like, guess what? He's the same age as your dad. And you're, oh, no. So this says Brian Wilson died in his sleep.
Oh.
He'd been struggling with the long-term effects of COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and the primary cause of death was respiratory arrest amid sepsis and cystitis. And
what's
other,
that?
I don't know. So I guess he just couldn't breathe. I don't know.
Perfect Steve said, great show today. Well, we can make that
Woo!
Worse.
Woo! We can change that.
We can screw
in
it up.
In a flash. We can turn from bad to good and back to bad again.
Hello to Arthur at Heart of the Plains Pump. He was giving me a hard time today.
Shout out to Arthur and Monica. Was her name Monica or Maria?
Monica.
Over there at the Heart
City office.
City office, the city secretary. She was so helpful
sweet.
Yesterday and so sweet to you. How nice
I'd
of her.
I'd never met her before and she was really nice.
She said she knows all about us. So, you know, surely
well,
she's
who doesn't?
Tuning in.
Who doesn't?
Everyone knows about us.
Come on. Once we get the other thing going, we'll be blowing across to Anchorage, Alaska.
Yeah, we'll be. We'll reach as far as the as
I can
stars
see.
Can go.
Duff Smith County Museum says if you're hot, beat the heat and come inside where there's air conditioning.
Well, isn't that a great suggestion?
Free admission, too. We've been to their museum. It's really nice.
Yes. Yes, we have.
They're open Monday through Friday. Closed for lunch from noon to 1.
This is the one in Hereford?
Yep.
Yeah, and it is a really cool museum.
They got cool stuff up there.
Take your kids in there. It's summer. Let them go see all that stuff. It really is cool. And it's cool inside, so it's something fun to do where it's not so hot.
Hello to Mason Kleeman over there at K-Feeds.
Shout out to Mason Kleeman.
I saw a visit with him yesterday. Man, he's got that place looking good over there. That little shop he has.
Oh, really?
It's all remodeled.
You get to go and see all that stuff.
Well, that's why I'm the top sales rep of the day.
Well, you're the top sales rep of the last 11 years.
Because nobody else wants to do it.
Nobody else wants to do it. Did you see this? They've got some social media person now. They've got a big post.
Oh, they hired a social media person.
Oh.
Go out and sell some damn advertising, NFB.
The farm broadcasters.
Not wasting your life doing some
is,
crap.
That's a waste of money.
I'm going to fly up there and talk to those people.
Okay. Let's
Me
go,
and
let's
Gene
get
Miller
plane.
Are going to do it.
Oh, really?
From KFEQ Radio in St. Joe, Missouri.
Is Gene Miller still around?
Yeah, he farms by St. Joe, Missouri.
Oh.
He wrote that big letter about how stupid they are.
Oh, no. He wrote that letter about how they weren't being transparent.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, with their finances.
Yeah.
They weren't, they were doing things behind closed doors that are supposed to be public information. Yeah, that's what he did.
I like Gene Miller. He picked me up at the airport one day.
Well, how nice.
Yeah, I didn't have to ride the Greyhound bus to Kansas City.
Driving the Greyhound bus.
I got a little story there from Gene Miller. You know what Gene Miller told me?
Mm-hmm.
He's
no
actually
idea.
A farmer.
I have no idea.
In St. Joe,
you.
Missouri, but he was on the tractor one day, and he was younger, and he heard an ad for a farm broadcaster for a KFEQ, 680 AM, 5,000 watts at 680.
Uh huh.
He goes, well, hell, I'm going to go apply for that. So they hired him as the farm director at KFEQ in St. Joe, Missouri. He rose all the way up to the VP of Eagle Radio.
Oh, the VP.
Ah.
Wow.
Yeah. With Gary Shorman.
We don't have any titles like that here. We need a VP.
I have PV.
PV.
PVC pipe.
PVC. That's just as good as VP.
I actually respect Gene Miller. He is really sharp. A great farmer,
well,
a great farm broadcaster.
I read his letter, and I would say just based on that he's a really sharp guy.
He is really smart.
Yeah.
I like the guy. His kid and him farm, and he's still doing lots of stuff. And
the only smart thing that I know of that they've done over there in a long time, as long as I've known about it, is that they managed to not elect someone as president. They managed to.
What?
managed to excommunicate someone from their organization, and that was a smart move because that would have put their, you know, their integrity in question. Although it's already in question, it would have been even worse.
Here's what I think about that. You ready?
Here we go.
Oops, I hit the wrong button.
Your love is like bad medicine. You're kind of like this radio station. Bad
I played that on my first wedding day. Bad medicine.
No, you played that after the divorce. The first one,
oh, no,
right?
I played Highway to Hell, AC/DC. Oh. Highway to Hell.
I'm on a highway to hell.
We got a roof over your head. Who cares?
You got a roof over your head.
Food on the table.
That's all you need.
Oh, man. Some of the quotes of the day.
Sometimes life, it should be a little more than that, you know.
News Channel 10 said Canada seeks to ban social media accounts for kids under 16 because of all the problems it creates.
You know, that's happening in a lot of countries. They're trying to find a way to regulate social media and keep kids out of it because it's really affecting the emotional and the emotional health of kids. Whether people really understand that or not, it does do that.
Hello to Mr. Chung Pong.
Oh, Josiah.
Josiah Chung Pong.
Chung Pong.
Why can't they keep weather people at Channel 7, I wonder?
No, Corbin's gone. Jeez. What are we going to do without
now,
Corbin?
Corbin did a pretty good job.
I thought he did great.
Yeah.
But
something's going on at the old, I don't even know who owns that crap.
And he said, thanks for helping me live my childhood dream of being on television. So I wonder what he's going to do now.
I think he's going to barber school.
Oh, he's going to start cutting hair. Maybe Sonia can give him some tips.
Well, at least she's not grumpy anymore.
Well, that's true.
She used to be the grumpiest barber in Amarillo.
That is true, isn't it?
News Channel 11 and Abney are rusty.
Oh.
The city of Snyder was presented the 2026 National Environmental Excellence Award for Keeping Snyder Beautiful Award.
Oh, really? Keeping Snyder Beautiful. Well, that's
a great...
Look at
that mural, man. That's pretty cool.
What a nice mural. Mm-hmm. Oh, nice. Nice.
That's quite the award. Let's see. Ava and B said something. Let me see here. I need a social media director. We're not setting up next week.
Did you tell her we're setting up next week?
What spot? Oh, really? Are we having a spot at the farmer's market?
We ain't got nothing to sell.
What are we going to sell? What are we
going to do? Advertising. We'll have an advertising booth.
What does that say? She said something else. What does that say?
I don't know. Great idea. I don't even know what it's talking about.
Great idea. I have no idea.
I'm lost.
We are having a farmer's market starting... Tomorrow. It's tomorrow is the first day of the Dimmitt Farmers Market. So if you would like to have a booth, contact B at 647-7006. And if you would, and if you want to shop there, they'll be open from 9 to noon. You can go to the coffee shop, get your breakfast burrito, get you some lunch, and you can go to the farmers market. And hopefully they're going to have lots of great vendors. I'm hoping to see lots of good stuff, fresh baked stuff, garden vegetables, you know, all kinds of good things there at the, farmer's market on the north side of the square. B and Francis are kind of spearheading that whole thing now. And, hopefully we'll see a good crowd and lots of vendors.
Hello to, Kathleen Fink today.
Oh, Miss Fink, what is she doing?
She's a managing partner of a company that talks about radio and national media sales.
Oh, so she's like teaching people how to sell?
Yep.
She's a sales rep.
She's like, local radio is more prominent than ever right now.
Oh, yeah.
With the drought, the war, all sorts of crap going on.
Oh, yeah.
So she said, if you're in a local station, you got to really step it up a little.
Well, that's the whole thing, right? It's a local station. It needs
like
to
Arthur
be local.
At Heart of the Plains Pump. He's a really good supporter over there in Heart. And then I went to see him yesterday, and he's trying to run out the door, you know, run away, and you know.
You know, on our anniversary, we need to do a shout out to some of our advertisers that have been with
People's
us
Bank and Nazareth
for 11 years. People's Bank and Nazareth.
Marcus.
We asked him a few years ago. We probably talked about this more than once.
Well, we have people.
Marcus, why did you sign up with us? We hadn't done anything yet. He said, "I just believed you could do it," and he's been with us ever since, and we appreciate him.
That's
so
pretty
much.
Cool.
Yes, and Hereford Federal Credit Union.
Brenda up there on the staff.
Roger Malone with
Dimmitt Printing.
Those are some of the people that have been with us since day one.
Day, you know.
And we just walked in here. We had a big mess to clean up. It was...
Let's not exaggerate.
That's under... That's not describing it at the level it really was. There was so
what
much
was that
work
that
to
bit
be
me
done
a second
here.
Ago?
Yeah, I know. There was so much work to be done here, so much cleaning to do, and we do really appreciate everybody that has stuck with us since day one. And Arthur was another
he
one.
He was a big
who
supporter.
Signed up with us from the beginning, and just really has been a great supporter of this radio station. And we do. Appreciate all of that.
He bought us lunch at a football game one night, and they threw the stuff up through the window.
We were in Anton, and they I don't remember who brought us the food.
The secretary.
She throws the food, and I'm thinking,
I said, "Throw it up here." You're like, no.
I was afraid she was going to fall.
I caught it too.
You did.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Got a chicken sandwich.
Yeah. We have so much fun covering Heart Sports, and we appreciate the Heart ISD, Coach Shelton, and all the coaches we've worked with over there. They've been great. They've been so welcoming and just really, really good to us.
Texas Grain Sorghum Producers, another one.
And everyone who listens that's come on over these 11
years. Oh, yeah,
years.
87
you know, you just
Diesel.
Get more and more listeners. Over time, and we've gotten to know people in all these small towns around us. It's really been something.
Quite the situation.
You know, we went from digging out from the black hole, basically, that we had here, to now getting to go out and be able to help these businesses and towns and represent, you know.
You know what Coach Shelton's kid told me the other night when they were spraying weeds here?
Oh, I don't know. What did he tell you?
He goes, "Man, my dad and I were driving up back there to spray the weeds, and we're like, this pasture looks really good."
Oh, a compliment.
That's why I just mowed it.
Nothing like stroking your ego.
Well, it looks good till weeds pop up, and then, you know.
Well, there's plenty of those. We have at least an acre of weeds on this four-acre lot.
U.S. Forest Service in Colorado has some new rules for people camping there now.
Oh, really? In Colorado. Okay, first rule.
No, there's just one I see so far.
Okay.
No tents right now because the bears are getting in there and wrecking the tents.
Oh, really?
So you got to be in a camper or something.
Oh, so so they're just ripping right through
them. Yeah, they're tearing up the tents.
Well, you know, I mean, it's kind of like when you were a kid and you would hide under your blankets from the monster you thought was in the room, right? Like, what is that going to protect you from? You know how sharp those claws are on the bears?
You mean Barnabas?
Barnabas. Barnabas Jones.
Let's play Barney.
Oh.
Do you know who Rick Schuyler is?
Rick Schuyler. That name doesn't sound familiar.
He was the program director at WABC Radio New York.
Oh, really? Well, no, I don't know him.
He was one of the country's top program directors for 15 years.
Oh, a PD.
And guess where he was from?
Bound Brook, New Jersey?
Patch Hog, New York.
Oh, Patch Hog. That's where I was born. Well, I was born in East Patch Hog.
He worked at WPAC.
WPAC.
Did you listen to that?
Pac Band. No. That's in Long Island. That's probably going to listen to that in New Jersey.
Oh, it's in Long Island?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Patch Hog is in Long Island. Is in Long Island, yeah.
Seminole, Texas is going to have a brand new United Supermarkets.
Oh, really?
They broke ground
store?
Yesterday for a new supermarket there.
We do like that new one up there in Amarillo on the south side of town.
Here's a little joke from the farm wife on social media this morning I read.
Oh, the farm wife.
Nikki, the farm wife.
Is she airing her frustrations on social media?
If this is a quote from Nikki, the farm wife. If you and your spouse can work cattle together all day long and still ride home in the same truck, that's true love.
Oh.
Give me that stupid bag over there.
That deserves a gold star for the day. If you can get through that and still sit in the same vehicle together, you got something going on.
It's a little taxing moving cattle.
So don't forget the Dad Fest and Car Show coming up next week on Friday. So a week from tomorrow, it's free. The they have the courthouse kickoff cookout from 11:30 to 1. Obviously at the courthouse up there in Hereford. They have a kids bicycle race, 7 p.m. at Dameron Park, 4 races for boys and girls for 2 age groups, and the Christian concert at 7:30 at Dameron Park. Caden Finch will lead a night of great worship songs. And then Saturday, the Dad Fest fly-in at the Hereford, to the Hereford Airport to see all the planes flying in from surrounding cities. Breakfast provided by the Lions Club for a donation. And then there is a Dad Fest parade at 10 a.m. on Saturday, meeting at 9 at 200 Avenue F at the Hereford High School. All cars, motorcycles, welcome, and local businesses. And then there is a car and motorcycle show from 11 to 3 on Saturday at Dameron Park. Food trucks and booths. Tug of Wars, Jugglers for Jesus coming. They're going to have shows all afternoon. So Dad Fest is a big event up there in Hereford, Friday and Saturday. Be a part of it. Go up there. That's a great time to celebrate your dad. Let him know how much you love him.
Breaking news from Channel 11 in Lubbock, KCBD-TV.
KCBD.
U.S. struck an oil tanker trying to break its blockade of the Iranian port.
Oh, yes.
20 minutes ago.
Oh, 20 minutes ago?
Yeah. So the Knicks game and the Spurs game, tell us what happened there.
Oh my gosh, the Knicks and the Spurs. Like, the Spurs were killing them in the first half. It was unbelievable. They the Spurs scored 41 points in the first quarter. And and the Knicks only had like 22. But the Knicks won 107 to 106. And it was at halftime, the score was 76 to 49. That was the score at halftime, 76 to 45. I mean, 49. And the Knicks held the Spurs to 14 points in the third quarter and 16 in the fourth. And they came out with the win at 107 to 106. That is huge.
Game 5, Saturday night at 7:30 Central Time.
In San Antonio.
In San Antonio.
So they're back in Texas, and we'll see what happens. Because the Knicks have, you know, when I read that, when I saw what happened, I thought about, I don't know, it's just me. I thought about the tortoise and the hare, right? The Spurs come out so strong, so fast, and we've seen it in every game. But the Knicks just find a way to chip away at them, and they find a way to win in the end, except that one game. So who knows what's going to happen in the next game.
1956 Ford F-350 pickup for sale in Cimarron, Kansas.
Ooh, Cimarron.
$10,000. It only has 12,000 miles on it. It's 1956. It's in the weeds, so you got to pull out of the weeds there.
Well, does it have a motor?
Yeah, it's all ready to go.
It's all
ready.
No,
starts
it's
on
not.
The 49th pole.
Is it like your push mower? It doesn't catch anymore.
Yeah, I pretend now.
Does
I just push it around.
Does it have a hand crank on the front?
It looks like a little dusty. Oh, look at the engine.
Oh, let me see.
Did you see the engine?
No.
Look at that baby. That's a V8.
Oh, wow. I see the air filter. I would say the air filter is the only thing I recognize on that motor. I guess, what's this thing up here? Is that the radiator with the little cap on it?
Yeah, that's a radiator.
Oh, wow, it looks huge.
Little bars leak in there.
Well, you know, somebody, remember when somebody told you to put some stuff in the transmission that would help
it? Made it worse.
And it made it worse.
We like to walk, though.
What was that we put in there?
We put in the old Lucas Oil transmission crap.
Oh, yes. So we have to talk about your T-shirt, because we got another box of stuff from the Rangers, and it had this T-shirt that says Schumacher on it, right? And we don't know who that is. And you said, do you know who this is? You said, I think this is the guy that I did the Boomstick Challenge with. And I'm like, I have no idea. But that guy had hair and this guy's bald. So later in the day yesterday, like, I don't know, 3 in the afternoon, I decided to look up who Schumacher was with the Rangers. And we find out he's the manager. He took over for Bochy and we had no idea. We had absolutely no idea until I looked it up.
I don't care about the coaches in baseball.
Obviously, we're not keeping that close track of anything
that's
going on. I
care about Eric Nadel and Matt Hicks. That's all I care about.
The only thing we care about is that the broadcast comes through on the radio.
And it sounds good.
Other than that, and whether or not they win or lose, that's all we care about. Okay.
I'll tell you what, with that feed now, with that new receiver,
oh my gosh,
sounds really good.
It is. It's really good. So everybody have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Todd Nancy in the morning. And joining us for our 11-year anniversary on June the 11th this year. It has been quite a ride. We think about all the changes we've had on the air and at the station and everything over the last 11 years. It's really been amazing. And we're just excited for what the future is going to bring. Thank you for tuning in. KDHN 1470 AM, 102.7 FM. We have your ag news, markets, and the best country music right here, the best station in the Texas Panhandle. We know it. You know it. Keep it locked in. We'll be back in the morning.